I was given a note that Mimi Boone, who's one of our young pros, where are you, Mimi? Where are you? Stand up. It's her last Sunday here. Stand up. Yes. She's going to the military, so thank you. And amen. Thank you. It's great to have all of our kids in here. Yeah. And next Sunday, we'll resume our regular class schedule. Thank you for helping us so that the teachers and parents had a little break here. And we're just excited to be together. We are entering, I feel like I'm really loud. You're taking care of it. We are entering a new year, a new decade. One of my grandchildren figured it up and reminded me that this will be the ninth decade I've been alive. I'm only 71, but the way the calendar goes, you know, I lived in the 40s anyway. But hey,
you look great.
Thank you. It's all good. You might turn to Psalm 105 for a moment. Psalm 105. The end of the year, and as we are ending the decade, is usually a time for reflection and introspection and anticipation of what God's going to do in the coming year and decade. I appreciate our brothers leading us in prayer, both in thanking God. Thank you that we're all still here. And really looking forward to the things that God's going to be doing. Often in the Old Testament, they took opportunities to stop and remember the things that God had done. To stop and praise God, to stop and honor God, to stop and thank God. And it's always appropriate to stop in the midst of all the things going on that good, bad, indifferent, the things that distract us, even the things that bring us joy, to remember God. And it is God who allows us to do and be everything. So many of the Psalms had this idea. Psalm 105, the first few verses. Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name. Make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him, tell of His wonderful acts. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Remember what God has done. Wasn't it great to hear the things that Stanley shared? It's great to have Stanley and Marie / Dominic here with us today. Stanley looks pretty much the same, except 10 years ago he didn't have a white beard. I got to say that. That's what happens. Psalm 111. The psalmist says, I will extol the Lord, or that word means praise, honor. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are His deeds, and His righteousness endures forever. He has caused His wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, and goes on and talks about how He takes care of His people. A lot of things have happened in the past 10 years here, haven't they? Both as a church, as a broader fellowship, the New York City Church of Christ, as a broader fellowship, the International Churches of Christ, locally in our individual lives. It was exciting to see the reminder about the conference in Orlando. I know a lot of us will be going. 2012, the first time we had a big conference like that in San Antonio, about 18,000 people. And I don't know about you, boy, when we started the first song, I just started bawling. with this assembly of so many people from around the world. And then in 2016, we gathered together in St. Louis. And now we're going to Orlando, not to see Mickey Mouse. Maybe that'll be a side note. But to be together with Christians from throughout the world. Many things have happened. Many people have become Christians. We'll talk about that in a few moments. Some of you got married this past decade. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you need a clap for that. Come on. Hopefully you're still happy. Amen. If you're not, get help. Some of you had children this decade. Yeah. Some of us have had more grandchildren. Awesome. We've had challenging things. We've been to a lot of funerals, both of people in the church and people that we've loved, family members. We've been together through a lot of good times, challenging times, wonderful times, troubling times sometimes. But we are here serving God, acknowledging His wonderful deeds. We're determined, as was prayed, to grow, to change, to learn. As we've just sung, to remember Jesus, to let Jesus be the focus of who we are, what we do, why we do what we do. You know, we've had some challenging times this fall recently with times of transition. Just update you, there are a number of meetings happening as we are determined to hear more about how we can change our culture to be more inclusive, to be have more people involved in decisions, a lot of things. Thank you for your patience. Continue to be patient. Things are happening. Hopefully you'll see them before too long as you continue to hear about them. We'll be doing another survey again before long. You know, we did a survey a couple years ago that was so helpful in knowing what you feel about what the needs are. Because of that survey, you remember we had Gordon Ferguson come and begin a discussion about race and culture that we need to continue. But we appreciate your prayers and your patience. We are in this together. We are trying to change some things about our culture, and we'll be talking about that more. I look forward to the calendar change. Some of the things are happening immediately. Next Sunday, as we have done for many years, we will start the year with a day of praise and worship. Amen. I got to say, the worship team, led by young Mark, are doing an incredible job. And thank you. We mentioned that we'll be here through January into the first Sunday in February, and then we'll go back to first Sunday of the month here, the other three in three geographic groups. Sometimes I'm still stuck on when I was 4 years old and my name was Levi. I think I've come a long way with my tongue, but sometimes it just doesn't work. So we'll be together for January into the first week of February. One of those weeks, I think in the middle, we have to go to the middle school because this place isn't available, but we'll be together. And I'm very excited that we are going to have as a theme and as a study, grace roots. We want to be rooted in grace. So we're going to begin the year after our praise and worship service with four Sundays talking about grace. And that'll be just the beginning. We want to continue to talk about it through the year. We're very excited. It won't be till the first weekend in May, but we will have Ed Anton, who leads the church in Hampton Roads, Virginia, come and do a weekend for us about grace. He did a thing for our New York City church staff the first weekend and the first couple of days in December that was fantastic. So we've invited him to come back and be with us, and we really look forward to that. The first midweek, adult midweek, campus midweek meets all the time. Amen. You're awesome. The first midweek in our county groups, which is not this coming week, but next week, as we've done for many years, we'll spend a night in prayer. The men one night, the women the next night. You know, when you read the book of Acts, you can't help noticing that the early church prayed collectively a lot about a lot of different things. And we've got a lot of things to pray about. We'll begin the year praying. Let me tell you some things that have happened. There are a lot of things that are, you know, indicators of, I guess, the health of a church. I appreciate, again, one of the prayers about growing numerically, but below that, growing spiritually. We want to become more like Jesus. We want to know God better. We want to know our Bibles better. We want to be involved in each other's lives better. But we put together some real interesting and encouraging numbers, I think, the past decade. I've got a slide. All right. New Jersey Region, Garden State Church. We had a little name change here in the last couple years. Look at that. 311 people were baptized into Christ. Wow. 66 restorations. What does that mean if you're our guest? When somebody's walked away for whatever reason and decides to come back and be restored to God, but more specifically to our fellowship, and 66 people made that decision in this year. It's just, you know, sometimes things happen, you know, just as God, because when we decided to do this, we didn't know Stanley was going to be here, and so it worked out great for him to be here, because our special contribution sent the Dumernays to Montreal, supported them, I believe, 4 years there, and special contribution, just New Jersey Garden State Church, in this past decade, we gave $2.4 million just to our annual special contribution. That's inspiring. I mean, we got a lot of just average, pretty middle-class people. If any of you are just like among the billionaire group, you're keeping it very well hidden from the rest of us. We're just normal folk. And you can see what our whole New York church gave over these past 10 years for special contribution. And so you can see we've contributed a big chunk of that. And because of that, what Stanley was talking about, because of that, there are things happening around the world. You know, I mentioned this recently, and I had my numbers wrong. In this decade, 12 people have been trained and put into full-time ministry here in New Jersey. 12 people. That's a lot of people. Five of them have been sent on to other places throughout the New York City Church in Syracuse. And what's really encouraging is there's kind of been a balance. Some of them, like Mark and Matt and Desiree, have grown up in the church. Their parents became Christians at a young age, and they've grown up in the church. Some of them, like Shauna and Charles and David Tabling, who's in Syracuse, are part of the outreach of this church. People met on campus. People met various places who became Christians and who have trained in the ministry. And that out of that 311 baptisms, almost 150 of them have been college students, which is so encouraging. I think 146, because that's the future. I mean, we're here today, and that's awesome, but that's the future. You know, so we say today, thank you, God, and lots of prayers. Okay, I got two things on here. Lots of prayers over these decades. I do believe that what I said before, I think we can pray more collectively as a church. We've had all-night prayers. We've had sacred assemblies. We've had a lot of things. But oh my goodness, the individual prayers that go up day by day from this room. I got to tell you, I don't know how God hears all those prayers, much less all the other people in the world. I do believe it, because the Bible says it, and we've seen it in our own lives. But the prayers, you know, we pray in faith, believing God's going to answer. Now, sometimes we don't see the answer. There always is an answer. Sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes we do see, and it's no, and I'm like, okay, I know you got something better in store, or it's weight or something. Sometimes we really, you just have to say, wow, God really answered. And I want to say, you know, we plan our services together, our ministry staff, and we decided we wanted today to just spend a few minutes, and we just have a very few minutes left, for some of you to say, here's a prayer God answered, either recently or in this past decade. And, you know, you have to kind of do this briefly if possible, because there may be a big, long 15-minute backstory that we do care about. you know, in order to give some other people, we got to take her right here. Yes, Ms. Sanchez.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sandra Diaz. And yes. As you all know, most of you, my grandbaby was born last year, preemie. He was born 1 pound, well, actually, and 6 ounces, which today he is about 19 pounds, I believe.
Wow.
So with God's blessing and God's miracle, we are just amazed and grateful for all your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. And Sandra had successful surgery this year, too. Yes, she's standing. She's standing. That's awesome. Yeah, somebody else in here. Okay, Sia, we just announced Sia being restored. Okay, you got to share. Hold it up close if you don't mind.
Wow. First of all, I want to thank Jesus. I want to thank God for letting me come back home. And there's so many people I grew up here with. Elena, Sheila, I mean, I could go on. But when I left, when I walk away from God, and I just wanted to say that I didn't leave because I was mad at the church. I left because my heart was broken. And I'm totally grateful that God did not give up on me. But I remember one of the things that I did in my, you know, sin was I went to a bar, and I walked into this bar, and I saw this beautiful woman standing across the bar. She was a bartender at the bar. And the first thing I said to myself was, oh my gosh, she's going to make a great woman of God. You know, so that was telling me, well, you're in the bar. Well, you're going to talk to her about Jesus. I said, well, if she's your daughter, one day you will figure that out for her. Today she's here, Mary.
Woo! Oh my goodness, wow. If somebody else in this section in here. Oh, yes.
My name is Mariella. This is my sister Nelsie and mom, Julia. Our brother was born with a heart condition. A year ago, he was only given a year to live because he needed heart and lung transplants. August 9 of this year, God answered our prayers. He got a heart and lungs transplant. It's been 4 months, and he's doing great. Doing great.
Amen. Amen. All right, let me go around to this side. Allison's got her hand up.
So one of my prayers was that our kids would become disciples. And one thing I was really praying hard about was that by the time we went to Reach, Abby would get baptized. And she was.
Awesome. Genesis. You got a wife this decade, so you need to be grateful for that, I'm sure. Because she's awesome.
Well, I did get married this decade. That's definitely a big prayer. What I also wanted to share was my dad's sister and my two cousins in the Philippines got baptized this decade.
Yeah, amen.
My name is Rosemary, and I want to share, in 2017, my mom had a stroke, and the doctor said 95% that she won't make it. And I prayed, and she made it. And she has lots of complications, but she's still alive. She's with me, and I prayed and asked God, say, if you give her to me for 5 more years, I'll do whatever you say. And yeah, she's okay and doing well.
Amen. Amen. Georgianne.
Thank you, Lovey. My name is Georgianne, and God has done so many things in the last 10 years. But the greatest of them to me is this year Paul became a disciple. And okay, that's my son, our son Paul. And I just want to thank you all for being the village behind it all. Thank you so much.
She's pointing. She's pointing at you. So I know it's good.
Thank you. Good morning, church. My name is Damian Huggins. I'm visiting from Boston, Massachusetts. And 17 years ago, I left the church. 3 weeks ago, I was restored.
Whoa.
And immediately after being restored, I was able to baptize my wonderful wife, Natasha. Thank you for having us here this morning.
Yeah. Okay, somebody, anybody in the middle? Oh, okay, Leslie.
Hello, my name is Leslie Peters. I moved here 10 years ago, almost to the day, and didn't know anybody, had no intentions of becoming a disciple. I was just living my life, minding my business.
You could take everybody up.
And God put me in a building with 4 disciples at that time. I became a disciple in 2012, July 15th. Thank God. I got 7.5 years.
Amen. All right. All right. I know we could go on and on and on. We're going to end with a great song about God being awesome. It is because of God that we have what we have, that we are who we are. So many things today. I appreciate Manny's thought about forgiveness and reconciliation, but his focus that reconciliation is what we have with God. That we get to belong to God. We get to come to God. Say thank you again for who you are. I know Mary Lou and I are so grateful to be part of this group, to be part of this church, to be able to together go through the years and the ups and downs of life and to see all the amazing things that God does, to see the things that God teaches us, and to just be family together. And we look forward to seeing what God is going to do in this new year, in this new decade. Let me say a brief prayer, and we'll end thinking about how awesome God is. Well, just, God, we do thank you that you hear our prayers. Thank you for the encouraging things that have been shared. We know we could go on for hours expressing the ways we've seen your work, you work. We commit this new year to you that we're about to enter in this new decade, and thank you. Lead us, guide us, shape us, discipline us, do whatever you need to do so that we can be like Jesus, that we can reach more people. Thank you for who you are. Thank you that you are awesome. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing.